The Radio Devon morning to you. Thank you for being with us this morning. Kerry with you through till 12. Talking Strictly, talking the final tonight here with Paul Donahue from Donahue's Dance School. And we're just chatting all the way through, Gabrielle, then, about, I was saying about the music that you have alongside all of this and Dave Arch and his band. And you was like, because you've seen Strictly being filmed. And you were just saying how amazing it is to be in that room.
It is. When you go to the studio, to Elstree, to see Strictly being filmed, one of the biggest things that you take away is the power and how wonderful the band are. Everything is live. So you have the four singers, which are rotated during the week, depending on what style of songs.
Sometimes they're like really current songs might have a slight rap bit in, or, you know, really quite a fast beating sort of song to have to, and I didn't know if they'd recorded it. See, I thought that the singers might have done that beforehand.
Yeah, everything is truly live, and there's over 30 musicians in the band. They're not actually a band as such. They're session musicians brought in. Dave Arch has to rewrite the music every week for every track, so he condenses it to the 1:30, which allows the Strictly couples to dance the 1:30, so he'll condense it to a verse, a chorus, chorus, and the singers will recreate. And it's amazing when you're in that studio and you hear that live music. It's fabulous.
It's faultless as well. They never ever go, maybe I've just not heard it, but they don't ever seem to go wrong, do they? Or off pitch, or they are bang on.
You know, in the early years of Strictly, it always used to compete with X Factor, didn't it? And I always thought the music was stronger on Strictly because of that recreation and the thought that has gone into it. And Dave Arch will send the music out early in the week, and then all day Friday and Saturday, they're doing the runs in the studio, practicing it, adjusting the tempo.
That's the song I thought of. I was just saying to you, there was one song that was really, it was Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Yes.
Wasn't that a difficult song to have to do?
Yeah, but they pulled it off.
That's so amazing. Great. Yeah, really, really clever. And like I said, I had no idea that they weren't recorded.
So. Yeah, nothing is taped or CD. Everything in the whole studio is Dave Arch and his wonderful band.
Singing Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Yes.
Brilliant. Talking of which, let's have a little look at what music we've got lined up tonight. So let's talk Kareem and Amy. So we've got three dances they're going to be doing tonight.
Yes.
Are these all dances that we've seen through the weeks?
So first up, we have the judges' pick. So the judges have chosen the Quick Step for Kareem and Amy. He danced this to Mr. Pinstripe Suit by Big Bad Voodoo Daddy in week 7.
A difficult one to say.
Yes, yeah, it was a great number. He scored 39, so I think he'll be looking for that perfect 40 tonight. Will he get that 10 off Craig? We're all hoping so. It was a great number for him. He's flight across the floor. Fabulous.
And again, moves, there's a lot to take in with that sort of dance, so he's going to have to move. And then obviously their second choice, which they're going to be going for, is this one that they picked themselves. So this is this. A Million Dreams, Pink, or Dave Arch and his singers, of course.
Yeah. What?
This is going to pull on our heartstrings, isn't it?
It's very emotive. It's such a popular track from an amazing film. I mean, you can see them, can't you, dancing to this. They've got a contemporary number. Him and Amy are going to do a truly amazing job. I mean, the hairs are standing on back of my arms already.
It's that song, isn't it? It does it for me, because my son sang this when they left school. And I can't hear it without having a tear in my eye. I just can't, because it's a brilliant song.
It is. It's a good choice. And music choice can be very important, can't it?
It does, yes.
You know, if you come out with a great number and everything works, the costume, the music, the dance, the whole thing comes together, you could have a winning show dance with this.
Then they're going into a bit of an upbeat song to get us in a party mood with some You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray.
Yes, this was their surprise revelation last night on It Takes Two. They have chosen for their dance The Jive from Musicals Week. It was unbelievable. They just did not stop dancing from the second Dave Astroyd cut with You Can't Stop the Beat. It was wonderful. We've even taught some of that jive in our dance classes
at
Plymouth. Yeah,
wow.
We've taught a little bit to our improvers group. It's an amazing routine.
And again, a great choice of song for people because
yes.
we all know the Hairspray, the movie,
the
musical, everything. So that's another good choice. Moving on then to Emma and Anton.
Yes.
Their choices then, what the judges pick for them to dance along to.
The judges have asked Emma and Anton to dance their Charleston again.
Of course.
To Thoroughly Modern Millie. It was their highest scoring dance and they scored 39. Again, I think they'll be looking for that 10 from Craig.
Everyone's looking for that 10. Has he even got a 10?
I'm not sure if he leaves it at home. So these guys scored 39 with this in Musicals Week. It's another number from Musicals Week. They always seem to be great numbers in that week. We've got the backing dancers. Emma was fabulous at this Charleston with Anton there. They had some great choreography. So I think everyone's going to enjoy seeing that number again.
And then bringing it down slightly with Let Yourself Go, another one that's going to hit us in the heart, I think, with that one.
Yeah, this is old school Razzle Dazzle. This is Anton. You know,
he's got him all over it, isn't it, this one?
There's Kane section, there's a bit of tap section in there. It's real old school. I can imagine him coming out in a top hat.
Yes. It's going to be the whole lot, isn't it?
It's going to be Mr. Anton de Beek and Emma there. They are really going to present, I think, a very strong show dance.
And then also they're going for their final one, which we've seen before to this. Send in the Clowns, Barbra Streisand. See, this is a popular choice, this song, isn't it? It's been used on Strictly before, isn't it, this one?
Yes, yeah, it's a great Viennese waltz. This is their choice. This is their favourite choice. They danced this in week 4. They got 35 for this. So, again, I think he got an 8 off Craig and then 9s off the other three judges there. So I think he'll be hoping to see some 10s for this.
And a good one that we all know, isn't it?
Yes.
A bit of Barbra Streisand singing along.
You've just got to stop
nice,
and enjoy
lovely.
This track, haven't you? I think we talk about earlier that waltz Anton and Emma danced last week, that purest of pure ballroom waltz. I think we'll be looking for the same with the Viennese. He's going to sweep her off her feet, take her in his arms, and Viennese waltz and twirl around that ballroom. I think we're going to enjoy a special moment.
And two, Kelvin and Oti. And I'm wondering now if they're going to have bonus paddles for these guys because they have done the 40,
haven't they?
So are we going to be looking for 40 plus on points? We're going to be picked by the judges to some Bill Withers' Ain't No Sunshine. Which was that one again that they did to that?
That was the rumba in week 4. How could you forget, Kerry?
How could I forget that one?
The rumba.
The outfit, Kerry. More like, with that one, yes.
Kerry, you're strictly trivia.
Isn't it funny that the judges have picked that one?
Yes, isn't it just? Mm. Yes. So it was a big talking point, wasn't it, that rumba? Kelvin and OT are the highest scoring couple in the series. So they've scored the highest points. I think they scored... Ain't no sunshine.
There you go. Whilst you're talking away. Now the memories are coming back now.
Oh,
I'm
right.
There. Yeah. Sorry,
Kerry,
Paul.
You seem to have gone to a bit of a hot flush there.
I've coloured right up here in the studio.
Every time we talk about Kelvin, why is that?
He moves very well, doesn't he, on a Saturday night? He does.
He is a mover. And when you think Kelvin stepped in, he missed the pairing show. He wasn't in the pairing show. OT was heartbroken. He stepped in, and now we've got this sensational partnership. And they only scored 36 for this rumba.
Ooh.
I know. So I think we'll hopefully see a full house.
10, 10,
yes.
10,
yes.
10
we'll all be
one.
Screaming 10 at the telly, I'm sure.
Then their other one they're going to be doing is To Shout by the Isley Brothers. So what are they going to do to them?
Yes, this is going to be their show dance.
Right.
This is going to be high energy. So we've got some real contrasts in the three show dances tonight. We've got Karim and Amy's contemporary number. We've got that razzle dazzle of Anton and Emma. Then in will come Kelvin and Oti. There's six different dances in this number. There's a Lindy, there's Jive, Charleston, Quick Step. So we're going to see everything thrown at this dance. It's going to be high energy. So I can't wait to see that.
And then their final choice, which they've picked to do again, is La Vida Es Un Carnaval.
Yes, a sizzling samba. So
brilliant.
I'm sure he'll have his shirt unbuttoned
oh,
for you,
brilliant.
Kerry.
That's for yes. Saturday night sorted, just
if,
there.
If there's any buttons at all in the shirt.
I don't know why he bothers. Just come on without one.
Yes, so this was from week one. So it's the only dance that we've seen from so early on in the season. So it's his week one samba, only scored 32. They were top of the leaderboard with it. So I'm sure this is going to provoke the viewing public to pick up their phones.
Well, we await again. Another night of tension is going to happen tonight. Who
yes.
will be our winners? Who will be picking up that glitter ball tonight? I think I know who's going to win, but you just never know until the night, do you?
It could all sway on the show dances, I think, on what they deliver.
Well, thank you for coming in, and I know you're all going to be having a bit of a party tonight.
Yes,
watching.
We're having a strictly final party with our friends, so looking forward to that.
Excellent, lovely. Yes. I can imagine your neighbours, so be warned, Paul's neighbours tonight, they're going to be having a party. Enjoy it, watch it, and thank you for coming in and talking
yes,
about it all, as